Saying it without a doubt. Why is it a big week? Because your health care and my health care on the line. Which way are we going? What's the over under on this whole thing being killed? What's the over under on portions of it being taken apart? And what do you think about just the individual mandate being plucked out of this entire affordable health care, aka Obamacare, law? We'll see. I think there's going to be redemption for all the people who didn't want this to go through in the first place. I honestly felt like when it was being discussed in Washington, the idea was just get it through, pump it through. Thousands of pages, we'll get it through, and once it's through, then we can pick it apart. Then we can look at what works and what doesn't work. The problem is, it doesn't work that way when you're trying to deal with so many people, individuals, and their health care. There is just no way you can throw a law out there and then try to slice and dice it as you move along. And that's been the problem. And the problem is the implementation, the things that have fallen, the wheels that have fallen off along the way. So everybody can agree there's some good things that could work, like pre-existing conditions, because so many people fall victim to that, whether you're loaded or you have 2 cents in your pocket but you have insurance. And the same thing with anybody out there listening to me. You have a kid, you got a son, you got a daughter, they're 25, you're proud of them, you're bursting with pride, they killed themselves to get through school, they're looking for a decent job, they're trying to make it work, you're helping them out, and they can be on your health insurance. A lot of people are not going to disagree with that. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right or left of left and independent, whatever you want to call yourself. I think everyone's in agreement on that one. It's the other things that will ultimately sink too much of our economy, especially. And with that tied into the economy, there are better ways to do it. And it still goes back to erasing the state lines and looking at competitive health care where you can shop around. That's always the best idea. That's what has made America the kind of country where we've been able to thrive forever and a day, and why we still are the greatest country on the face of the earth, but sometimes we just don't remember that. So I think Thursday can turn out to be a pretty decent day. There are going to be lots of disappointed people. There's going to be lots of conversation. There is going to be lots of wrangling on the Hill over pushing or repealing or fighting aspects of health care. So it'll bounce basically the ball from the judicial to ultimately the legislative. We know that. That's an absolute given here. What does it do for some small companies, those that have been hesitant to hire because they're afraid that it's going to be a catastrophe with health care in flux? Maybe they're going to be able to hire. Maybe we're going to see that that's going to open up in the next couple of months. However, if you talk to people in the Obama administration, they feel pretty confident that the law is going to be upheld. So maybe they're talking to different people that I'm talking to. Almost every constitutional expert that I have had a conversation with truly believes now at this point. Many of them sitting through those oral arguments, having conversations over cocktails at Ebbets Grill in D.C., where there are a lot of leaks, let's say. Not the White House variety and not over security, but other things. A lot of the conversation has been over health care. The Supremes are playing it close to the vest, as you can imagine. Of course they will. Probably the biggest decision that's been handed down in a very long time. I'd say since Bush v. Gore in 2000, and, you know, look where we are now. We're talking 2012. Absolutely, I would say that this is on the same par as that was. So Monday or Friday is going to be interesting. Thursday is going to be super interesting because everything will explode. And heading into the weekend, the Sunday shows are going to be all about this. what's going to happen, the reaction, what legislation could be coming down the pike, all of that. The bottom line is we'll definitely be able to at least know where we're headed after the majority opinion. At least we'll know that. And we'll definitely know if there's a shift when it comes to business, because the individual mandate is absolutely the game changer. That's the big game changer. That's where the money comes in, and that's where the money comes in to pay for some of the changes in what the healthcare law would eventually end up to be. So if the individual mandate goes, a lot of other things would fall apart too, because where is the money coming from? Key. Also, on Thursday, we know there's the big contempt vote. Eric Holder laughing it off pretty much during the day in D.C. saying, geez, it's going to be really busy on Thursday. And maybe he knows this, but some Democrats who aren't big fans of the attorney general and thought he should have stepped away a long time ago are not going to help him out. They're going to vote yes for contempt. Depending on the outcome of that, it could end up in a civil court, which would then ultimately mean documents would have to be turned over, depending on what the ruling there would be. So it's important from that perspective, no matter what. Finally, the family of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent killed in December of 2010, rather, they would get answers. Wouldn't that be terrific? Your son is killed by a couple of guns from some thugs who are causing problems on the border, and he's left with these guns near him, and in a laughing manner, because that's what they're doing. They're saying, yeah, here's your guns from your little operation. And there was like 1,000 guns all told that walked across the border that have been used all over the place that went missing. So there was never any tracing in this failed op, only sad stories like Brian Terry. So this is big, very, very big. And Holder made that reference to the House vote on Thursday, just saying that it's going to be very busy, apparently, and kind of laughed awkwardly when he was overheard by the Boston Herald. They were reporting that all over the place. So will the people in Congress be asked, and they are, because I hear the phone lines are blowing up out of the White House, asking for favors, trying to reel in favors, will Holder have more Democrats back him up than bail on him? Now, I think a lot more are going to bail on him. That's what I think is going to happen. Somebody said to me earlier as well, and you may be thinking this, what would spell disaster for President Obama with 4 months to go, basically, in this race to stay in the White House? Is it the contempt vote? Is it Fast and Furious? And to which I'd say no. I still say it's all about the bucks, baby. It's all about what's in your wallet. If it's loose change, if you're going through the drive-thru and you're picking up the change out of the middle divider, and you know you're looking in your wallet, there's just not enough dough in there, you know which way you're voting. I say it comes down to the economy. All of this is important, but it's not going to completely sink the president. It's going to be about where unemployment is and where are the jobs. On the flip side, we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Oscar-nominated writer Nora Ephron, dead at the age of 71. She was behind a lot of big flicks that you might have heard of, When Harry Met Sally. She was also the woman who did Sleepless in Seattle and a slew of other pretty big films, even some current films and books and whatnot. She had leukemia, so she lost her battle with leukemia. I had no idea she was even ill. And she was a top screenwriter. She wrote Julie and Julia. That was just a couple of years ago, and I want to say that Meryl Streep was nominated for an Oscar for that one. She might have won it. I'm not even quite sure about that. But you really go back into her past, and it started with the Silkwood and When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless, as I mentioned, did a bunch of movies with Meg Ryan, obviously. And she had parents who were screenwriters, so not a shock that she went into the biz. But sad, Nora Ephron has written some pretty interesting kind of edgy things for her time at the time, dead at the age of 71. All right, moving on to other numbers, because after all, that's what We Can Count is all about. What are the numbers? It's funny because the segment before we were speculating what's going to happen with health care, and I said the over-under on what the ultimate vote is going to be, 5-4, or are we going to see something different? And I heard at 1.72, and, you know, everybody I talked to in Washington has a different number, and I think I was one of the only people to say that it was going to be 5-4, and maybe it won't be, but I still say it's just going to be the one strikeout, the unconstitutional, the individual mandate. We'll see where those numbers fall. All right, back to some real hard numbers. 30,000 people getting out of Dodge in Colorado. It's an inferno. It's on fire. I mean, people literally just running. It's sad. You see the big houses, the small neighborhoods, the big neighborhoods, the whatever neighborhoods, and the beautiful scenery in the background. That scenery is rapidly going away. It's like it's being erased. It's like someone's taking an eraser and erasing everything behind those houses, and then ultimately the houses themselves, and they're in trouble. And what you see now is because you're talking about Colorado Springs, and this is near the U.S. Air Force Academy, and the governor himself described it as looking like some kind of a military invasion. That's how awful it's gotten. Thank goodness there's firefighters from 40 different other states who are there trying to lend a hand to douse this thing out, create those fire lines and whatnot, because it's just so difficult. Certainly with just the fire crews in the area wasn't enough. And immediately, and that's a great thing about firemen, it's not a surprise, the character of these guys across the board, no matter where they're from, immediately wanting to know, how can we help? Can we jump in? Can we get out there? And help was on its way immediately the second things started to get out of control there. This is a sad story. Mexican doctors say they successfully removed a 33-pound benign tumor from the body, ready for this, of a 2-year-old. And the pictures of it are so scary looking. Dr. Hernandez, Gustavo Hernandez, says that the tumor was heavier than the kid. And they had this surgery about a week ago. After the surgery, at the time, he weighed 26 pounds, and then you had the tumor that was 33 pounds. And what happened was he was born with a lump that eventually covered the right side of his body from his armpit to his hip. It took him 10 hours to remove that tumor. So sad that the tumor got that big, but the good news is they were able to get to it and get it off, thank goodness. That's crazy, a 33-pound tumor. Imagine going into the doctor's office. What seems to be the problem? Well, it's pretty obvious what the problem is. I would like to have this happen to me. You go into one of your family members' houses, you're cleaning things out, or you're cleaning your own place out and you forget things that you left. Can you imagine leaving a 1928 Mercedes? Yep. They discovered it in a garage after 60 years, so it was sitting there the whole time. An 84-year-old Benz, just forgotten in this garage, might get $2.5 million at an auction in September. This is totally a one-of-a-kind car. Recently, they found it, and this is how it happens. The owner's grandson discovered it. This is the cool part. It runs flawlessly, and it's never been restored. It was last driven in the 50s. So this was in England, so it'll go up for auction in West Sussex in England, they say, in September. What an amazing find that is. I mean, that's like the holy grail in the auto industry of Mercedes owners to come across that. And they think it has less than 100 miles on it. So this was like a cherished car, and you can only say you're like being stuck in a time warp or something. That's incredible. It's when it was first manufactured, it's called an S-Type Mercedes-Benz Sports Tourer. They say it could reach 100 miles an hour, so it was the fastest car during its time. The unidentified owner, because he's not saying his name, the guy's grandfather was one of the buyers of the car, earliest buyers, when he bought it from the British Mercedes dealership in London. That is a huge, huge find. $2.5 million. It'd be cool to just keep the car, but yeah, that's too tempting. How do you not sell that, of course? Yeah, you gotta sell that. But it would be tempting to keep it in the family, I would think. If he had, I mean, there's a sign that if he had tons of money, maybe he would keep it. All right, I always talk about Mother Nature here in the States, and of course Mother Nature is everywhere, right? At least 30 people, they say, have been killed in southern Bangladesh. Why? It's because of monsoon rains. They get them there. It's killed those people in that area. The government says that rescuers are searching for the bodies of the people missing since the slides hit on Tuesday and early Wednesday. They have uncovered some people. They're still looking for more. It happened after 3 days of rain, just continued rain. So huge chunks of earth and mud, buried huts. That's what happens when they're in the foothills. And it apparently happened here. Mudslides are so scary. And mudslides, you know, like in the cliffs in California, occasionally they've had some brutal mudslides, but nothing like Bangladesh. When they have continued monsoons, when the rains are continued in monsoon season, it's always, always very, very dangerous. Ever wonder what a supermodel is worth? Usually they might tell you how much an hour, here, a figure here or there, and you think, oh, if only my daughter had become a model. People always talk about having boys and if they were left-handed pitchers, rather, how much she would make because left-handed pitching's at a premium. Well, if you have an attractive daughter, imagine what you could make as a supermodel. Giselle, married to Tom Brady. I happened to catch a quick little headline, an article about her, where they say that she's worth, sure, she's earned at least $45 million over the last year alone. Her net worth is $250 million, give or take. $250 million. Dollars to model. Wow. Is that crazy? She is attractive, I'll give you that. And she must be a good pitch woman because I don't think they pay her that much if it didn't work out for these different companies. But NFL star Tom Brady is nowhere near what she's making. I mean, their joint income every year is at least $76 to $100 million. Can you imagine? Wow. Just, again, not taking anything away from it, but we're talking about modeling. It's amazing what the market will bear, huh? Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, we have a couple of really great guests. Lately, we've delved into all kinds of different things, including what if you want to make a wild career change. We're going to introduce you to a woman who was high up in the Air Force, was a scientist, and she decided, I am tired of going to work here. I need to make a big change. That's coming up around the bend.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. It doesn't matter what nook or cranny you live in right now. Of course, healthcare front and center. We've been talking about it a long time, been to Washington 3 or 4 times, flushed this out in all kinds of directions, and now it is, for lack of a better way to describe it, D-Day coming up. Probably, as I said, my sources kept saying Thursday the 28th. We'll see, but regardless, it's going to come out this week, meaning the majority decision by the Supremes right before they bolt town. And it affects every single one of us. There's lots of misconceptions about this very complicated piece of legislation that was kicked into law a couple of years ago. So to flush some of those misconceptions out with us, things I bet you didn't know, is Hadley Heath, senior policy analyst and the lead on healthcare lawsuits, the Independent Women's Forum. Hadley, thanks for coming on ATN.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Okay, so there's still things that are that people don't understand about some of the key provisions that haven't even kicked in yet. Even the individual health mandate, people are very confused about that. But of everything that you've gone through and everything that you know and have highlighted, the specific things, what are some of the things that people don't understand? For example, I can throw one at you that I know people don't understand. How many people actually would be covered by Obamacare as it stands now?
Well, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has estimated that about 32 million people will have insurance after the full implementation of the health law, Obamacare. So what this means is about 16 million more Americans will be added to the Medicaid program. So half the coverage gains are through a government-run insurance program for the poor, which is already a program that's in serious trouble in terms of its finances and in terms of the number of doctors who will actually see those patients. And then another 16 million people will be forced to buy health insurance that they aren't currently purchasing, whether it's a financial decision that they're making or just a calculation that they've made that they don't believe in health insurance, they don't want to buy health insurance. So those are the gains, but what a lot of people don't realize is that still means 23 million people will still be uninsured, even after full implementation of this law. So if you ask the average person, I'm afraid that too many people would say, after Obamacare, every single person in the United States is going to be insured, and that's not the case. And more importantly, the question really should be, what will the value of health insurance be in the future? You know, health insurance isn't what makes us better when we get sick. Actually, that's a visit with our doctor or health care, but not health insurance. So we should be more concerned about the future of health care and not over-regulating that through the health insurance industry. So that's part of the problem. I think that the coverage expansions, you're right, that is one of the things that's too commonly misunderstood.
Right, and who's paying for it? Because paying for this existing legislation the way it sits are the people who are uninsured that would be forced to get coverage, right?
Right. Well, there's going to be, you know, the direction of health insurance costs for the average American family has just been skyrocketing in recent years.
Yeah.
And we're not going to see any changes in terms of that, because so much of the problem in the health insurance system before Obamacare was that states actually would mandate coverage pieces. So in 8 or 9 states in the union, there are actually 50 or more treatments or services that people are mandated to buy coverage for, even if they know that they'll never use it. For example, if you're a teetotaler, in some states you're still required to buy health insurance coverage that covers alcohol rehabilitation treatment. So some of that stuff is just ridiculous, but the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is actually going to push prices upward in a further increasing direction, because it's going to include many more mandates and it's going to require states that currently don't have as many mandates to actually raise the mandated level of coverage. It's going to restrict the high deductible plans that some people have taken advantage of in order to have lower premiums. But essentially, it's mandating that people have more and more coverage. It's really sort of like a nanny state operation. The attitude behind it is that the American people, as individuals and families, don't know what kind of coverage they need to be buying, and so the government will tell them. And frankly, I find that a little bit offensive, because I'd like to make my own decisions about what coverage I buy and what things I'd rather pay, you know, with a copay for, or if I'm a young, healthy individual like I am, I would like to buy a sort of catastrophic plan, but that should be my prerogative, that should be my choice and not a choice made for me by the government.
Yeah, and what you're saying is essentially all that would go by the wayside because of the heavily mandate of this law, the heavy mandates that would force states to all comply, to regulate it so that it was uniform. But healthcare isn't uniform, is it?
No, it's not. You know, it's been interesting since the Affordable Care Act has been in place for a couple of years now. There have been some PR efforts, and that's basically what they are, is just for the sake of I think, political gimmickry. There have been some efforts in Washington to make statements like, oh, we're going to give states some flexibility over certain things. So, for example, the Department of Health and Human Services has said, we're going to let states decide what these, you know, minimum essential coverage requirements are. But what they aren't so public about is the fact that the federal government is basically setting a standard, and in a variety of areas of health care, they will require a basic minimum standard. So, for example, some states that are really into regulating, they can go above and beyond the federal standard, and that's the flexibility that they're talking about. There's really not a lot of flexibility for states who would like to do innovative things on the deregulatory side. Maine is one example of a state who has tried to do some deregulation in the past couple of years, and they've seen enormous decreases, actually, in health insurance costs. That's the direction we should be headed in, but a lot of that will be precluded by the federal standards because of Obamacare.
Yeah. What about, and this is key, because some younger people getting out of college, looking for jobs, that whole thing, which was heavily played up. What about the coverage for under 26-year-olds?
Right. Well, young people are really getting the short end of the stick when it comes to Obamacare. Yes, for some people there will be that option to return to their parents' plan as an adult. You don't even have to be a tax dependent. According to Obamacare, health insurers will be required to include you as a dependent for health insurance purposes. But that comes with a lot of additional costs and, you know, really unintended consequences for young people themselves. For example, some employers who offer health insurance, because the additional costs associated with these adult children, they will just decide to drop all types of dependent coverage. That's actually limiting the choices available to American families. And this is just one example of how over-regulating and over-mandating things, trying to get a desired result from people in the economy or in society, will actually have a backfiring effect and encourage people to find ways to skirt those regulations and work around them. So that's one way, you know, you can't judge a law by its intentions or by its outcome. So what I said earlier about young people getting the short end of the stick is true, especially when it comes to healthcare costs. Because young people who are going to buy their own insurance, you know, there's still some people left who are able to graduate high school or graduate college and find gainful employment. They may be buying their own insurance, but they can expect their insurance costs to go up 19% to 30%, and that's actually an estimate that was made by one of Obamacare's chief engineers, Jonathan Gruber, who's an MIT economist. He very much supported Obamacare, but recently came back and said, you know, people who buy their own insurance can expect to see a 19 to 30% increase in their premiums. So that's going to impact a lot of young workers, and that's simply not fair. It's picking winners and losers, and it's trying to subsidize the health care of people who are older and sicker by maximizing the amount of premium payments that young people have to pay.
Wow, 30%. I mean, even 19%. I mean, that's huge. You come out of school. What if you had student loans? Doesn't matter if you're a smart kid. Doesn't matter where you went to school. You're paying things off. How are you affording 30% and the 30%?
Well, you would almost have to go back on your parents' plan. And so it's kind of encouraging dependency, not just on the government, but now dependency on your own mom and dad. And that's not really the direction that I believe most young people want to head. And I'm under 26, frankly, and I don't want to be on my parents' insurance. That's why I try to buy my own in the individual market, and it's going to be much more expensive in the future. So this is something very personal for me, but I understand, you know, one of the key strategies in the health law is to present people with what they believe is a new option. So a lot of people believe that, you know, being on their parents' insurance is simply a new option for them among an array of options. But what happens because of the fallout, because of the other parts of the law that are you know, mandating what coverage people have and getting rid of any annual or lifetime benefit limits for people, actually raising the cost, actually causing college plans to raise their premiums, or a lot of colleges will drop insurance plans altogether for their students. What it's actually doing is limiting the amount of options that people will have in terms of health insurance, and that's really where the trouble is. For every 1% increase in premiums and health insurance premiums, we price an additional 100,000 to 200,000 people out of the insurance market. So that's what we're dealing with today in terms of increased costs. In the future, of course, we won't really be pricing people out of the market because the government will be forcing them back into it, regardless of how expensive it is. So it's a very big decision we're waiting for at the Supreme Court on Thursday. They did announce that for sure the decision will come down at 10 a.m. on Thursday, and I'm very excited to see how the Supreme Court comes down on this.
Yeah, no kidding. It's always fun to do the crystal ball thing. And of course, I have a zillion contacts. I'm sure you have a zillion contacts. That doesn't matter. We're not inside the head of the Supremes. But what do you think will happen here? What's your best guess?
Well, you know, a New York Times poll showed that even 70% of independent voters would like to see the Supreme Court strike down the individual mandate, and a majority of independent voters would like to see the entire law gone. So if it's wishful thinking, I think most Americans would like for the Supreme Court to act and would like for them to maintain some limits on what's called the Commerce Clause, the clause in the Constitution that limits the government's power in terms of regulating different industries. So this is an example of where we have other precedents. You know, the Wickard-Filburn case is one where we've seen how government definitely has the authority to regulate markets. That's not what's up for grabs here. This is a new, unprecedented situation where the question really is, can government force us into a new market? And so I do think that the Supreme Court will probably strike down the individual mandate, but the real question, the real mystery is how much of the rest of the law will go and how much will stay.
I agree. We're out of time. Hadley Heath, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
With me, Kate, the lady coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Foreclosures, it's something that people can relate to across the board. Depending on where you live, foreclosures might be up. I'm wondering if you're searching for a foreclosure. When I was first looking for a house, I was looking for a foreclosure, although I knew nothing about foreclosures. And twice the house that I was after was right, you know, just right under my feet. They snuck it out, and it was investors that ended up getting the houses. And who knows what I would have had to pump into it. That's the other part of it. So foreclosure expert George Roddy Sr. joins us now. George, foreclosures, are they up? I was just looking at some statistics earlier in the day. Are they up across the board in Texas and elsewhere, or are we starting to see that a lot of them are falling off the market?
You know, Kate, in most states, what we're seeing and hearing is that foreclosures are still high. They have tempered off in the last 2 to 3 months in some states. So some states are in better shape than others. Texas, on the other hand, has kind of been up and down, and foreclosures, while they're still extremely high, and certainly they're unhealthily high. The fact is that it's kind of you're looking at an economy that the sales of homes is basically being able to take care of the number of foreclosures that are occurring. So the market is strong enough in Texas, in most areas of Texas, to handle the existing foreclosures. Now, that is not to say that the foreclosures are going to remain at current levels. In fact, we have seen an upward tick in the numbers in the last 3 months. So we expect that the foreclosure market in Texas is going to be strong through the end of this year.
When you're looking for homes and you decide, geez, I really want a foreclosure. I've been watching HGTV. I feel like an expert. I want to put my own stamp on it. I'm sure there's some cautionary things here. What are some things, George, that people need to think about before they dive into the foreclosure market?
Well, you have to be very, very careful when you're buying foreclosures, and different states have different rules. In Texas, it can be very complicated, and you can make mistakes that'll basically ruin your day. Mm. So in Texas, we have a one foreclosure sale per month. And so what you have to do is get the list of foreclosures that are going to occur on the first Tuesday of any given month. And that's when they're sold at the courthouse steps. And basically, you have to do your research and homework on those properties that you're interested in before you even step foot on the courthouse steps to bid. The other thing about Texas is when you're bidding, you're going to have to pay for that property as soon as you make the bid. So if you bid $250,000 on a property, the representatives of the lenders do not take the only thing they do take is cashier's checks. So you're basically paying cash. And if you make a bad mistake, it's too late for you.
Oh, yeah, so that's definitely something to think about there. And then, of course, let's say you do it and you get in, the other part of it is you would have to have some sort of strategy, I would imagine, because how much are you going to have to put into it? How much money are you going to dump into the foreclosure? It might have seemed like a nicer house. It might have cost you a bundle. I mean, what's the average of what money is that you have to put in to fix it up?
Well, in most cases, you are going to have to fix it up, and it's going to require what we call paint and carpet. So paint and carpet, as well as any structural issues, could be forthcoming once you buy the property. The problem in Texas is you can't get that property inspected before you buy it. Yeah. So you're buying a property most of the time without even seeing the inside of the property.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to be prepared to spend at least $10 to $15 per square foot to fix that property up once you buy it.
Yeah, do you find that, I mentioned that investors twice swooped in places that I was looking at, and do you find that investors, that's the key because of the money that they may have to put up into it and because they want to flip and sell it? That used to be very popular you find a good place and a good location, it needs work, but then you can turn it around, flip it, sell it, and make a profit. Is that still pretty popular?
It is still popular, and probably, and again, it's localized, so in some states, the rental market is not as good as other states. In Texas, the rental market is excellent right now. So for that reason, a lot of investors have switched from the flipping of the properties to buy and hold and just rental.
Yeah. Do you find that sometimes people, because it's sad for whatever the circumstances are, they lost a property, do they go the extra mile to sometimes destroy things in the house when they're leaving? Is that a common problem still?
It's very common. There was instances where one of our customers bought a house and somebody drilled a hole in the sheetrock and put in garbage and dead animals and things like that. There's concrete in the toilets. It can be kind of a tough deal.
Yeah, and see, again, as you said, you don't know about that. Like, your clients had no idea, I'm sure, about the sheetrock had the hole in it and the trash
that's
and the
right.
animals. And then all you can do is clean it out and get it taken
that's
care
right.
of. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. And I was looking at some numbers, and there's a thing, and you know it, really track, and that's a foreclosure listing service, and you talk about the list to get the list and stuff. And they say 26% of homes sold in the first quarter of 2012 were foreclosed properties. That's a huge increase from last year. So it still is popular, whether it's somebody getting it and feeling like they can take the gamble, or if it's an investor that's trying to flip it. Foreclosures are still, I guess, I don't know if I would use the word hot, but if you were to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, and this is your area, George, what would you say, 10 being the highest, that there's still a lot of interest?
Oh, I'd say that the interest is continuing to increase as more and more people become familiar with the foreclosure process, so I'd rate it up at an 8 or a 9. It's very hot in Texas.
Yeah. How did you decide to specialize? How did you decide to specialize in foreclosures?
Well, it was kind of a thing where we are in the information business, mm-hmm. and I had the opportunity to buy a company 15, 20 years ago that did this. And so we knew that it was going to be an up-and-coming market acceptable that we could take a chance on, and we figured that at some point the foreclosures were going to be going up simply because of the way the loans were going, the lending practices. So, you know, right now we're in a good time, and probably we've been asked a lot of times, when is it going to end? And probably the level of foreclosures is really not going to drop that much because there are just so many still of the problem loans out there.
Yeah. And the when you find it, and because I said obviously there's all different kinds of people that are getting foreclosures, investors, couples, single people. Is there a demographic or no? Because I just kind of said it. It seems to be a grab bag. Do you find with customers or people that approach you, it's all different kinds of people?
Oh, it is. And more and more of people buying their first home are very interested in foreclosures because of the kind of deal that they can make. You got to remember that if you're buying a home to live in, you don't have to get a huge bargain. You don't have to pay 60 cents on the dollar or 50 cents on the dollar to come out. You're going to be living in that house, so you could afford to pay 70 or 75 cents on the dollar.
Mm.
And those are very prevalent.
Yeah. What about when I was thinking about this with, you know, in Texas they had horrible hailstorms. Sometimes you find that if there's obvious damage, you might get a bargain in the foreclosure department?
Well, you're not going to buy the property unless you're going to get a bargain. And if you look at one of the bigger counties in this area, Dallas County, for instance, if you take the amount of money paid for a house on the average, it's basically 67 cents on the dollar. So you're going to get that kind of deal. And if you don't, then you may wish you did, because, as I said, when you buy the property, you know you're going to have to put money into it. So you have to buy it as low as you can. So for that reason, that's why the averages are what they are.
Yeah. George Roddy, Sr., thanks so much. Foreclosure expert. We'd love to have you on again. It's always fun to kick that around. Thanks, George.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5000. 800-875-6333 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.